The state owns the Amtrak station building in Milwaukee and recently renovated the third floor to provide field office workspace for the nearby Marquette Interchange reconstruction. Between 75 and 100 Transportation Department employees and private engineers use the space. But Gretchen Schult of Citizens Allied for Sane Highways says $1.5 million was too much money to spend on the building.
I'm sure it's convenience, but there is an awful lot of office space downtown. Perhaps they would have had to walk two blocks or three blocks further than they do now to get to the project site.
Schult says the state could have used some of the money to add dedicated parking spaces for crime victims and witnesses who travel to the nearby Milwaukee County Courthouse. The highway project has temporarily eliminated some surface parking, and so far only courthouse jurors have gotten bus tickets. The state DOT says it's willing to talk with Milwaukee County about parking space for people who come in to testify on cases. But Marquette Interchange spokesperson Brian Manthe says the Amtrak building renovation was not too expensive.
There was a lot of work that had to be done in terms of cleaning up the area which had not been used, air exchangers, electrical service, elevator maintenance, air conditioning units, plumbing updates, all of that was included in getting the third floor to that area that it needed to be, as well as setting up a computer networking system that was able to be used, and then also the office furniture and being able to actually make this an office area.
Manthe says the private firms using the office will pay rent to the state for the next few years and do not overbuild the state on construction work to provide rent money. The criticism of the building renovation comes shortly after the spotlight was put on the cost of the interchange's website. But the DOT says the $810 million highway reconstruction project is still on budget. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.